I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. The Xfinity and Cup Series teams battled in Dover at the Monster Mile and also battled Mother Nature. Rain canceled qualifying for both series and delayed the Cup race until Monday. The Xfinity teams fired up the racing on Saturday. Ryan Truex dominated this one, leading 124 of 200 laps, sweeping the stages and collecting his first NASCAR win at his home track. Josh Berry, Justin Allgaier, Austin Hill, and John Hunter Nemechek finished top five. Cole Custer ended up seventh and collected the final dash for cash bonus. For this year, the Xfinity teams return at Darlington on Mother's Day weekend. The Cup teams did get some practice in on Saturday, but were completely washed out on Sunday. After the field was set by metrics, they finally did get to race yesterday. Officials gave each team one additional set of tires and decided to throw a competition caution on lap 22 to let them use at least one of them for free. Unfortunately, Kyle Busch went from leading every lap to the back of the field after getting busted for speeding on the stops. Noah Gragson brought out the first real caution, spinning on the backstretch. Daniel Suarez was the next to get loose. He collected BJ McLeod and Ty Dillon in the process. And Ross Chastain got into the 15 of Brendan Poole, collecting Kyle Larson as well. Poole and Larson were taken out of contention for the day. They went green for the final 30 laps of Stage 1, and William Byron collected the win. Stage 2 went green, and Ross Chastain was the winner. The final went green until 14 to go when Joey Logano spun, bringing the 7th and final caution. Martin Truex, Ryan Blaney, and Christopher Bell gambled and took two tires. And while it paid off for all of them, Truex took the lead with 10 to go and never looked back. It was his third Rain Monday win at Dover and 4th overall, 32nd in the Cup Series, and it broke a 54-race winless streak for the team. Here's Martin after the race.
Felt like we've been close a bunch of times, and we gave some away, that's for sure. Thought today, you know, a late caution, what's going to happen here? But just a great call by James to take two, and then was able to get a pretty good restart and get Blaney there. He raced me hard, but clean. Just thanks to everybody that stuck with us, all our fans, Bass Pro Shops, Auto Owners, Reesers, Toyota, TRD. We knew we could do this. We showed it. We led laps. We dominated races, and it just would never all come together. And I kept saying that we got to just keep doing what we're doing and not overthink it. So it's just special, you know. This is a special place, and it was such a big day for our family to see Ryan do that on Saturday. He's worked so hard for so long to get good opportunities, and it was awesome to see him take advantage of that. And then, you know, for us, we've given away a few here over the years, and it feels nice to get one to come around our way for once. So just excited, and this thing was a hot rod. Just had to get it up front.
Ross Chastain, Ryan Blaney, William Byron, and Denny Hamlin were top five. Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, Brad Keselowski, Chris Buescher, and Josh Berry rounded the top 10. The Cup teams head to Kansas Speedway with the trucks this weekend. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's the Fast Lane for Tuesday, May 2nd, brought to you by Mekoff Tire with 12 locations, including Gaylord, family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, and they have the best prices on Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires. And by Southside Auto, exit 310 Indian River, they have the best selection of Legend steel and aluminum trailers they've ever had and a full line of accessories for whatever vehicle you drive.